Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too. Last week, we discussed a story Jesus told his disciples about a man who gave his servant some talents. A talent is a large amount of money. The man gave one servant 5 talents. He gave another servant 2 talents. He gave a third servant 1 talent. Then the man went on a journey. The servant with 5 talents worked hard. He earned 5 more talents. He now had 10 talents. The servant with 2 talents also worked hard. He earned 2 more talents. He now had 4 talents. The servant with 1 talent buried it in the ground. He was afraid he would lose it. He did not work to earn any more talents. When the man came back, he asked the servants what he had done with his talents. The first servant brought him 10 talents. The man was happy. He made the servant a leader over many things and told him to be joyful. The second servant brought the man 4 talents. This also made the man happy. He made the second servant a leader over many things and told him to be joyful. The third servant gave the man back the talent he had buried. The man was not happy. He said the servant was lazy. He should have worked hard to earn more talents. The man took the talent from the third servant and gave it to the first servant. Then he sent the lazy servant away. The man in the story is like Jesus. We are like the servants. Jesus will judge how we each use the gifts we have been given.
I close my eyes and see the many things I'm thankful for that God has given me. I see my friends and teachers too, and others who love me. These many blessings make me feel so thankful.
Children, today we are going to talk about something very special. But first, I want all of us to use our imaginations for a moment. Imagine with me that it's Sunday morning and you have just woken up after a long and relaxing night's sleep. What kinds of things are you thinking about as you prepare for the day? Haley?
Getting ready for church.
Great. Madeline?
Finding my scriptures and making sure I have them.
That's a good thing to do. Anyone else? Okay. Rachel?
What I'm going to eat for breakfast.
That sounds delicious. Reagan?
See if I need to iron or wash my clothes.
What is the most important thing that you will do today? Riley?
Go to church.
That's right. Going to church is something that Heavenly Father has commanded all of us to do. But why is it that we go to church? Madeline?
To take the sacrament.
Riley?
To learn more things about Jesus.
That's right. Madeline?
Learn the gospel.
Learn the gospel. That's right.
Sing the primary songs.
Right, Haley. Great. Reagan?
Learn new songs.
I like that. All of those reasons are important, but there is one that is more important than all of the others. Elder Dallin H. Oakes, a member of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, said that the ordinance of the sacrament makes the sacrament meeting the most sacred and important meeting in the church. Turn with us to chapter 49, the first sacrament, on page 124, and follow along as we learn about the very first sacrament ever performed.
Every year, the Jews held a feast called the Passover. It helped the Jewish people remember that God has saved their ancestors at the time of Moses.
Jesus and the 12 apostles needed a place to eat, the Passover feast. The Savior sent Peter and John to find a room and see that everything was ready for the feast.
They found a room and prepared the feast. Jesus and all the apostles went there. They ate the Passover feast together.
Jesus gave his apostles the sacrament for the first time. He took bread in his hands, blessed it, and then broke it into pieces. He told the apostles to eat the bread. Jesus told them to think of his body when they ate the bread. He asked them to remember that he would die for them.
Jesus poured wine into a cup. He blessed the wine and told the apostles to drink it. Jesus told them to think of his blood when they drank the wine.
He asked them to remember that he would bleed and suffer for the sins of all people. Jesus also told the apostles that wicked men would soon kill him.
11 of the apostles were very sad. They loved the Savior and did not want him to die.
Jesus knew that one of the apostles would help the wicked men. His name was Judas Iscariot.
What is the special holiday called that is talked about in this story? Rachel?
The Passover.
Right. What did the Passover holiday help the Jewish people remember? Haley?
That God has saved their ancestors at the time of Moses.
What did the Jews at the time of this story, including Jesus and his disciples, do to celebrate the Passover? Madeline?
They ate a Passover feast.
Yes. Where did Jesus tell Peter and John to go? Reagan?
To find a room to have the feast in.
After Peter and John found a room, what did they do next? Riley?
Prepare to eat.
They did. Who all went with Jesus to eat the Passover feast? Rachel?
His apostles.
Exactly. What did Jesus give his apostles for the first time? Reagan?
The first sacrament.
That's right. Who prepared the sacrament? Riley?
Jesus.
Yes. How did Jesus prepare the sacrament? Haley?
He blessed the bread and he blessed the wine.
What did he tell his apostles to think about when they ate the bread? Madeline?
His broken body.
Exactly. Like the apostles, what are we supposed to remember when we eat the sacrament bread? Riley?
His sacrifice.
After the apostles ate the bread, Jesus had them drink wine. What do we drink after we eat the bread on Sundays? Haley?
Water.
Jesus wanted his disciples to think of his sacrifice when they drank the wine. Why is it so important for everyone to think about the sacrifice of our Savior? Reagan?
Because he died for us.
What did Jesus tell his apostles was going to happen to him very soon? Riley?
That he will die.
Why were the apostles so sad to hear this? Reagan?
Because they loved Jesus.
After the death of Jesus, the apostles began performing the sacrament regularly, just like we do today in our church. Why do you think it's something that we do as often as once a week? Haley?
To remember Jesus.
That's right.
Because it helps us remember him.
Beautiful. That's a good answer. If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the final Passover supper the Savior had with his apostles. Turn with us to chapter 50, Other Teachings at the Last Supper, on page 127, as we continue to discuss the final Passover supper the Savior had with his disciples.
After they finished eating, Jesus told his apostles that they should love one another as he had loved them.
If they did this, people would know that they were his disciples. He said that if the apostles loved him, they would keep his commandments.
He promised them the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost would teach them all they needed to know. The Holy Ghost would help the apostles remember the things Jesus had taught them.
Jesus said that he was like a vine. His disciples are like branches of the vine. Only a branch that is firmly attached to the vine can produce good fruit.
Jesus promised his apostles that if they lived the gospel, their fruit, their works, would be good. If they did not follow him, they would be like branches cut off from a plant and produce nothing. Jesus Christ prayed that his apostles would be united.
He wanted them to teach people to believe in him and to know that Heavenly Father loves them. Then Jesus and the apostles sang a hymn and left the room.
Jesus loved his apostles very much. How did he say the apostles should treat each other? Riley?
Love one another.
Why was it important for the apostles to love one another as Jesus loved them? Rachel?
So they can be blessed.
Right. Does anyone else have any ideas on that? Riley?
So people would know that they were God's disciples.
Awesome answer. What did Jesus say the apostles would do if they really loved him? Madeline?
Teach his gospel.
Exactly. Reagan?
Keep the commandments.
What gift did Jesus promise the apostles? Rachel?
The Holy Ghost.
Perfect. How do you think the apostles felt when Jesus gave them this gift? Haley?
Happy and loved.
Oh, yes, absolutely. How was having the Holy Ghost going to help the apostles when Jesus was gone? Riley?
So they would know what to do.
What was the Holy Ghost going to help the apostles remember? Reagan?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus explains that he is like a vine. Who does he say is like the branches on the vine? Riley?
His disciples.
Jesus explained that if they lived the gospel, the fruits of the branches would be good. What do you think he meant by that? Haley?
Their works would be good.
Wonderful. What do you think it means to be united? Madeline?
To be one, as one.
Why is it important for all of us to be united as followers of Jesus? Rachel?
So we also can be blessed.
Haley?
To help teach other people.
What did Jesus want his apostles to teach the people? Madeline?
About him and his gospel.
Wonderful. Anyone else? Riley?
To love one another.
Wonderful. Absolutely. The most important thing that we can do on the Sabbath day is take the sacrament, but just eating the bread and drinking the water is not enough. We need to think about the Savior and His sacrifice as we do so. We need to think about the love that He showed for us as well as the love that we feel toward Him. I know that as we prepare for and then take the sacrament with love in our hearts and the Savior on our mind, we will feel the Spirit as we accept His sacrifice more fully in our lives. I challenge all of us to make this next Sunday a special one. When you wake up in the morning, have a prayer that you will be prepared to take the sacrament. Then, throughout the morning, spend time thinking about the Savior and remembering what He did for you. When you take the sacrament, really think about what it means to you. After church, write down your experience, including the feelings that you felt as you ate the bread and drank the water. If you need help writing it down, ask a parent or primary teacher. Then share your experience with your family during your next family home evening. If you will do this, I know that the Holy Ghost will help you feel the power of the Lord's sacrament more fully in your life. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 51, Jesus Suffers in the Garden of Gethsemane.
See you next week!
Scripture Power!